Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Hi there, everyone. This is 94 BFM, Fancy New Band. That was a track by Ripship. Ripship is online. I guess in the more analog sense, you're online right now, being broadcast to people.
We'll be online shortly.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing, Callum?
Good.
That was a great track. actually not what I expected, being because you guys are fairly new anyway, but
yeah.
I haven't listened to anything that you guys put out, and that was cool. That was really cool.
Thank you.
If you would just introduce yourselves and give us a brief history of the project.
I'm Ray. I'm on drums and vocals.
I'm Callum. I'm on guitar and synth and vocals.
We're a couple, and we met at a Miss June gig in Cassette 9, and we've been jamming since then.
When was that? Do you know?
What, like 9 months ago?
Yeah, May, maybe last year.
10 months ago.
True.
Yeah.
I've cassette's always been like a really weird venue, and it's like changed a lot. So like, it's really interesting whenever they have like big bands perform there. But that's cool. What's the band about, I guess? And why decide to create music?
We both have like a love for sci-fi and music, so combining them, we write songs about like robots and space and stuff like that. Try to make spacey sounds with our instruments.
Mm.
Yeah,
it definitely comes across though, which is like it's kind of almost like that one era of new wave as well. That like definitely that they got like a strong like kind of like 80s new wave vibe, which is cool.
Cool.
I guess outside of Ripship, we were talking before, and you guys have kind of done music stuff before, but maybe just talk a bit about like your background.
Sure. I've not got a big history of music. I just kind of like have done a few gigs with Tawila Brown. I don't know if you've ever been to a Tawila Brown gig, but if there was drumming, it might have been me drumming.
Cool.
That's about it for me.
I'm in a band called Silk Road. We've played pretty infrequently for a couple of years, but has been a couple of years, so I guess that's another project of mine. I guess I've played a few other gigs with other people, but nothing.
Rubber Tongue, surely, Callum.
Oh yeah, I'm in Rubber Tongue now, but we haven't played any gigs yet. With me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there a difference in style? I know Tawila Brown a little bit, but like, is this like complete, like a completely new?
This is different to most things.
Yeah, cool. This is very different. Like for Tawila, it's kind of, I want to not do too much drumming because it's her songwriting, like she's awesome. But for when it's a two piece, I feel like we both get to kind of be a bit more crazy with it because we're kind of overcompensating for not having a whole load of instruments. So that's kind of fun.
How has that been though? Like, I guess writing and creating like music that's completely different to what you've kind of submerged yourselves.
It's a lot more fun. Yeah, there's so much more room for creativity, I guess.
And it's so much easier when it's just two people because like, it's kind of instant and like jamming is
everything.
Way more frequent. Like, it's really hard to get a band of like five people all together, but we're together all the time, so jamming is super easy.
What's the process of writing songs under Ripship? How does that go about?
I think we start with instrumentals.
Yeah.
Usually I just figure out a gimmick on the synth or on the guitar and then work from there.
Cool.
Have a gimmicky phrase. Like lube the cube.
Yeah.
We thought it was really funny that professional Rubik's cubers have to like lube up their Rubik's cube, so we just decided to write a song about that.
Yeah.
It's pretty strange, pretty cool. Cube is kind of sci-fi word.
I guess lube the cube could be like the next episode track of like Doctor Who or something.
Yeah.
I can imagine that actually.
Yeah.
Live shows. You actually played one on Wednesday at UFO. Oh no, not UFO. Whammy.
Yes. Whammy.
You're playing one tomorrow night at UFO.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's the live environment for this kind of setup? Because like, I can imagine it can be very like big and full. So like, how do you feel that like feels? I guess as a band.
I think it's good. I think people are surprised to see that we sort of fill out the lower frequencies as a two piece. We have a pretty big sound for a two piece. So
yeah.
Does it add to like when you're performing, like if you feel the impact and like does it like
sort of
pump
shakes
you up
the room a bit
for
more?
Sure.
It's good.
Like Callum's vocoder, which you'll hear in our next song, is kind of hard to discern like where we jam, but live when you hear it, it's just so cool. He sounds like a transformer or something. It's just
cool.
Really cool.
Mean. And I guess how's the like environment been for live? Like how's the audience like taken the songs? Have they jammed along or?
Depends on the crowd, I guess.
We played to a kind of strange crowd of like people who didn't listen to rock, and that was kind of strange. But I think they received it well, and then Whammy received it quite well as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Whammy, yeah, it's always a good crowd.
Although the crowd was also like a lot of our friends, yeah. So it's kind of hard to gauge, you know.
I feel like UFO is going to be, that's always like a kind of weird vibe.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
feel like they'll buzz out, yeah. I reckon. Songs. How many do you have? You're playing two today, but I mean, yeah. How many have we got?
Maybe like 7 or 8 originals, yeah. An EP's worth.
Cool. Yeah.
Not a whole load yet, but
An EP would be like in the process or like a future thing, I guess.
We're in the beginnings of recording at the moment. We'll get there.
Cool. Yeah. Or like all kind of self done DIY or like
yeah, it's
help.
DIY.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just want to put something out there so that people can be like, hey.
For sure.
Reference, I don't know, yeah, listen to it in their own time. They don't have to come out to all of our gigs, but they should.
Cool. Well, guys, thanks again for coming up. Excited to hear your next track, which is set to Stun. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
And we can people follow you online if they want to keep up to date.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Thanks.
What was that? Was it Facebook, Instagram?
And Instagram, we're just Ripship. So if you like what you hear, give us a like and we'll keep you updated on gigs and potential releases in the future.
There you go. Ripship in studio for Fancy New Band, everyone. We're gonna quickly do a little reset in terms of moving some stuff around and then we're gonna get into this track set to Stun. Hope you enjoy so far, it's good stuff.
This is Fancy New Band.
All right.
You are listening to Fancy New Band.
He lifted his hands, and with one human eye. Grown to despise. Unfeeling machine, no mercy, no love. A cyborg seeking vengeance and blood. We'll be right back. We're both set to stun.
Was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.